Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Anna Weber. She's the author of the new book, 360 Degrees of Success. Anna, thanks again for hanging out with us. Which book is this? How many books have you written?
Oh, this is my 17th book.
17th book, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Very prolific author. Something sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. So check it out at wherever books are sold. 360 Degrees of Success, Money, Relationships, Energy, Time. Anna, you're an executive coach. You're a business life coach. What are you telling your clients these days?
Oh, this is fantastic. I'm so glad you asked me that question. Well, first of all, it's all about empowerment, number one. And we can empower ourselves. Of course, sometimes we need outside support. But we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in what the message we're trying to send out, whether it's a service or a product. And also, the most important thing, we need to understand that the road to success and, of course, happiness, if we can't take an elevator, if we can't take the fast track or basically taking the escalator, one step at a time.
For most of us, it's baby steps, isn't it?
Exactly.
And sometimes it's two steps forward and one step back.
It's okay. But you know what? From each and every step, we learn something. We teach something. There is a message there. And you know what? Most business owners and most successful entrepreneurs, they probably failed at least once, or perhaps they had quite a few disappointments along the way.
I've had my failures, and I'll tell you what, Anna, and I think you probably agree with me. If I'm standing in front of a person who's been extremely successful, and they say, "You want me to tell you how much money I made? You want me to tell you about when I messed up?" I want them to tell me how they messed up first, don't you?
Exactly. And you know what? The most important thing I think we need to learn, that money is a wonderful servant, but don't let it be your master.
Mm-hmm.
Because money in its nature doesn't make you really happy. And as I mentioned earlier, if we keep that substance going, we keep passion alive, and we understand what portion, priority, preparation,
right,
and the purpose is, we keep focusing on that lighthouse, then we are guaranteed to be successful. But most importantly, we're going to be happy people. We're going to really enjoy each and every thing that we do, whether we do the dishes after a great, cooking a great healthy meal, or vacuum cleaning the room, or going shopping. We're befriending life, and there is nothing like it. I've been doing it for so many years.
One of the things that I tell people about, with you were talking about money, not letting it be your servant, or your master, I mean, one of the things I tell people is if you can't be happy without money and stuff,
mm-hmm,
you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
Exactly. And you know, Jim, the most beautiful things in life, someone hugging you, somebody tell you I love you, a kiss, breathing some beautiful air, whether you're in the mountains or by the ocean,
mm-hmm,
or just getting out of your zip code and visiting a new place you've never seen. You know what? Some of these things might not take that much money. But it takes much more of you, the drive, the spirit, that energy, and that motivation that you ignited it. And that is the most beautiful thing.
What are you telling business owners who may be having a challenge right now? What are you telling them that they should be working on?
Well, the number one thing is that it really starts with you, the management, the people in charge. When you really you explore and you see that wonderful desire and passion, and you come in with that great energy. See, it's not about time management, it's about energy management.
Mm-hmm.
When we really manage that energy and we come in and we say, "Happy Monday," like I say, "Oh, good morning, it's Monday, how great." people look at you, what's wrong with you? But it's a fantastic
What are you up to, Anna?
What are you up to? Yeah, what is wrong with you? So, but it's the first day of the week, and it starts off that ignited entire energy for the week. So you come in and you greet your employees.
You can choose to have a good day or choose to not have a good day, can't you?
Exactly.
I mean, I really think, and folks, look, I'm a small business owner. Anna's a small business. We're just like you. You know, you can get out of your own way. That's what I tell people more than anything, Anna, is get out of your own way. Too many people just won't get out of their own way. What do you think?
Yes, it's exactly what I think. You know, you're sabotaging your own happiness, your own success. Don't be afraid of it. Just go and take those steps. Move forward and forward and forward. Be careful for the people you're hiring, because you want the same energy overriding the company. And make work not just like, oh, my God, it's a responsibility, it's tension. No, flow with it. Flow with it. Because even on the other side of the line, when people call you and say, good morning, so how are you today, a vendor or a customer? How was your weekend? Be more interested. Be less interesting. When you're interested in other people, they will build relationships. And that is the key fundamental for any kind of business success. When you build that relationship, you have different terms, you have more deliveries on time, you can be more competitive,
and
you can deliver it.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is from a lady who, as a child, was separated from her parents, lived as basically as an orphan, and one of her jobs was to collect chicken eggs as a small child, and she's gone from that to becoming an American, a very successful American success story. Anna Weber, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. And we look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you, and God bless you, and happy holidays, and happy 2015 for everyone.
Thank you. Anna Weber, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.